station from Pennsylvania, W2 Tango Tango Tango. Whiskey 2 Tango Tango Tango. Name is Gordon. W2TKE, you're dropping out a lot. Where are you in PA? Where in PA? Jim Thorpe, Pennsylvania. Copy, Jim Thorpe, Pennsylvania. Barely. But okay, very good, Frank. All right, well, we're just leaving our son's hockey game on our way to the grocery store, and I got to run the tech med along the way, so it's going to be quite an adventure tonight before the day is done. So back to you, Frank. W2TKE, W2TTT. Doing better before, but now you're dropping out a lot. You're dropping out a lot, not catching whole words anymore. I'll say 73 for now, but very nice. Unfortunately, the Fusion repeater isn't as sensitive as the old Motorola, so it is what it is. W2TK, great hearing you. Have fun in Jim Thorpe, W2TTT.
Unplug the coffee maker over there. W2TU.
W2TU, W2TTT. How are you, Mr. Chris? And if you're in front of a desktop computer, you might want to go up on Google Earth and do a line of sight from Jim Thorpe, Pennsylvania to Alpine, New Jersey. That might be entertaining. For the TechNet, we can have a conversation about Tropo.
Alrighty, I'm running a crippled Windows 10, so let me see how far it goes.
Alright, yeah, if you can give me a line, airline distance between the two, I would really appreciate that. That would be fun. He's in Jim Thorpe, and we know where the repeater is. I know at this, well, not just this time of year, all kinds of times of year, I talk on 5-2 to people in Jim Thorpe from my house, so, you know, unfortunately, even though we have the elevation, it's just not not meant to be at the repeater site. W2TTT. He's here, but his signal has deteriorated over the last 5 minutes.
We'll be standing by for him to maybe he can catch another wave. N2DXT.
To drive out to Jim Thorpe, PA, and set up for Frank tonight.
Why, you think he'd set up better than Frank did?
I don't know. Sean's just got so much stuff in that car, you know?
What did Google Earth say?
I'm downloading a new copy of it. Windows 10 went corrupt on me. I had to crash the whole system out, and I'm slowly reinstalling stuff, so I'm actually downloading it right now.
Okie doke. I understand that problem.
Yeah, unfortunately nothing runs on DOS 3.1 anymore.
Oh, I don't regret that.
I like that, but I came from Commodore over, so, you know, the old school, I guess.
My Commodore phase was never. I went from the Altairs, the M-Size, the original TRS-80, and an Ohio Scientific C24P to other things.
The old TS. I just recently, a resident cleaned a house out. They recently had one on the curb. Brought it into the garage, plugged it in, but it did not work.
What, an original TRS-80?
Yeah, an original TRS-80. Couldn't believe it. Even had the phone drop, the drop cradle for the phone, you know. I was hoping I would get something out of it.
So if you had the drop cradle and you opened that up and looked at the circuit board, there were connections to connect it to a phone line, but it didn't have an answer circuit and you couldn't handle a ringer. So you had to use a thing called a CBS or a CBT in front of it to handle the ring and to bring it off hook. It was a CBT, if I remember right, that did that. And it had the interface on the board for the CBT, and that's what I did. I basically wired mine into the phone circuit.
Yeah, I had that on my Commodore. And then I had a remote lift for it so that I could remotely disconnect it through a touch tone.
Oh, Lord. Well, by the time that thing came out, I had a real Bell 212 modem. I actually had several. And then I replaced it with an aftermarket one that was really slick. And then came the Dale Hetherington ATDT command type things. I don't know if you knew that Dale Hetherington, who's a ham, by the way, was the inventor of the AT command set.
No, that I did not know.
Look up Dale Hetherington at some time.
I do recall when I had my, at the time it was a 9X. 9X? No, it wasn't a 9X. NEC computer. It came with a 300 board modem, and it came out the 1200 board. I got home with it, and my friends were already waiting patiently for me to install it.
You're still not making it, Frank. In fact, you're worse. All right. Let me just take a standby here. I want to check something with Harry real quick, and then another 10 minutes, we'll start the net. Hopefully, you'll be rocking and rolling by then. I think we're going to talk about Tropo tonight. And, you know, it's the weekend between, or the week before field day, and should be a good propagation weekend based on the weather map. All right, I'll see you in a bit. W2TU, love that call. W2TTT.
All righty. We'll get a cup of tea and get right back. W2TU. You're getting better. W2TU, I do hear you.
we'll start to check that in a minute. Alrighty, good evening everyone. This is Gordon, W2TTT, and this is the TechNet. Any stations with emergency or priority traffic, please call K2BAR. Alright, that's the right answer. Well, good evening everyone. This is Gordon, W2TTT, and this is the Bergen Amateur Radio Association, Chestnut Ridge Radio Club, Technical Net. This net meets weekly on a frequency of 146.955 megahertz. The 2-meter repeater of the Chestnut Ridge Radio Club, located in Alpine, New Jersey. PL is 141.3. PL is 141.3. And, of course, the offset is minus 600 kilohertz. Minus 600 kilohertz. And the frequency is 146.955. Alrighty. This station, this net is a little different than most nets, in that we're really about having a conversation. Conversations about amateur radio, electronics, computers, telecommunications, natural arts and sciences that are underneath our wonderful hobby, the underlying mathematics when it's appropriate. But it's also about our operational experiences, things we've done, things we've not done, but aspire to do. And of course, things we never want to do again. Sometimes those make for great stories. We also can post things for sale, swap, or wanted items. So feel free to do that. And we need you to participate even if you don't have anything to directly to contribute, because without knowing who's there, it's kind of hard to, you know, tailor the net to the interests of the folks who might be there. And also, we can't ask you a question if we need to, if we don't know you're there. So do check in. Before we get started, I am going to need a logger tonight. I was wondering if someone could be my logger, because I am mobile. If not, I'll do it from my head. Guess we don't have a logger tonight. Well, we'll do our best with what we got. All right, stations whose call signs begin with the letter November, please call K2BAR with your call sign, your name, and indicate whether you have a question, comment, for sale, swap, or wanted items, some combination of those things, or none of the above. The November stations, please. Alrighty, let's go to the Alpha stations then. Alrighty, that worked well. Let's go right to the ever-popular Kilos. Okay. Well then, let's go for even the more popular Whiskeys.
Whiskey Alpha 2, India Sierra Echo.
Okay, I think I have two stations. I have WA2ISC, Bob. Bob, what is your intention?
Oh, yeah, I was going to have a comment. I got your email about my 900 megahertz device, so I guess back to you.
Okay, we'll come back to that. That sounds fine. And I think the other station was W2 Tango Kilo Echo. But boy, I couldn't tell your intentions for a squat, Frank. Let's try it one more time. And we'll consider W2TKE in there. He was able to get into 835. If I'm not transmitting, Frank, you can transmit on 835, and I'll just kind of relay it over. That'll work. Alrighty. Any other whiskeys?
Yeah, good evening, Gordon. This is Jim, WA2UMP in Pearl River. I may have doubled with someone before. Did you find a logger? If not, I would be happy to step up to the plate.
You need a logger. It is WA2ISE, Bob, who has a comment, and W2Tango Kilo Echo Frank, who is on Flagstaff Mountain in Jim Thorpe, PA. He's out there lurking. And then there is you. intentions, Mr. Jim.
Ah, okay. I'm just listening. I'm sorry I didn't get a clear message. We do have a logger, or you would need me to be the logger. Go ahead.
Yeah, we could use a logger.
Okay, just call me the logger. I'd be happy to take the notes. No problem.
Okay, so do I need to repeat what we have?
So far, so good.
Right, good. Thank you, sir. Much obliged. Any other whiskeys?
Can I get Google to come up?
I have W2TU, Chris. Okay, Chris, not a worry. Who is the station who just doubled Chris and lost?
W2JEK, Don with a comment.
Okay, Don, W2JEK, got your comment. Any other whiskeys?
WE2R, Charlie, just listening. Time contest, because he runs QRP.
Yes. Okay, WE2R, Charlie, thank you for checking in. You're just listening. And WI2W, Steve, what are your intentions, sir?
Just listening today.
Yeah, I got your comment about Don's QRP. That was pretty funny. Alrighty, any other whiskeys? Okay, other than Nancy, who's sitting next to me in 2FWI, I'm wondering if there are any other calls that are not whiskeys, because otherwise we could call this the Whiskey Net, not the Tech Net. Any other stations, any call sign other than whiskey? That's just creepy. Just plain creepy. All right, any other stations? I don't think this has ever happened. This is weird. All right, very good. Let's see. Don, why don't you take it first? W2JEK, K2BAR.
Hi, K2BAR, the net W2JEK. Good evening, everybody. Yeah. Wanted to say that we've had a very good test session the last, on the 17th. Had four applicants, all generals, and they all made their extras on the first try. So it was Susan, KGPT, I think it is, I call it. Tom, XTW, Christopher, and Chris, get his call, and another fellow named Richard from Westwood. So they all had great scores. I did receive my package of the new exams, which will be available, we'll be using after July 1st. If somebody hasn't taken the extra and has been studying for it, remember that June 30th is the last day that you can take an exam using the current material. One thing, I think Barrow will be moving most of their test sessions over to the Barrow Hall Senior Center after Labor Day. I have to set up some dates with Jim K2ZO. The only test sessions we'll be having at the school from now on, I think, will be the times when we're having a ham fest. They've been jacking, they want a lot of money for rent over there, and Barrow can't afford it. They're a little unreasonable, the amount they're asking. So at any rate, that's about it for now. Anybody have any questions, come back to that. W2JK.
Okay. Anybody, anything else, Don?
That's all for this time. I'm looking forward to field day. I've got my battery charge for the QRP rig. It's going to give 100 points. Incidentally, this is a handy talkie I'm using as an outdoor antenna, and it's turned up to maximum power, 5 watts. So, back to net, W2JEK.
So is this, you get the extra 100 points for having a battery-operated station or a QRP-operated station?
natural power. The battery that I use is charged by a solar panel, not charged by commercial AC power or some generator or something. It's natural power from the solar panel.
I got you. That's how mine is, too. So just curious, how many contacts do you have to make on that battery?
Okay, you have to make 5. I think in 2014 I made 7, and it took me about 20 minutes. I started on 40 meters right at the beginning. Last year we didn't go to didn't have a field day over there. I stayed at home as a one echo. That battery gave me 21 contacts, and I still had life left in it. So it works. Been working for years. I forget how many years it's been. I mean, I know I used it over at the community college that long ago. Back to that, W2JK.
That's splendid. Absolutely splendid. All right, well, that's pretty much what I'll be doing, too. I've got those big 460 watts of solar power on my roof of my trailer, so that's going to be pretty freaking awesome. Can't wait to use that this year. That's going to be a fun. Alrighty, thank you, Mr. Don. Let's see, anybody else with questions for Don about, or want to talk about field day real quick? Alrighty, very good. Well, I'm glad Barra's going to be cutting the expense of that. I mean, these school districts, and frankly, our county and municipal governments are just so money hungry that people are just, you know, shut out of use of public facilities. It's outrageous. And you don't see people in the parks. I mean, we don't see as many people in our parks in our town either. And our town's actually pretty good about those kinds of things. But, you know, people are not outdoors as much as they used to be. And, you know, now we're going to have the Zika virus. It's going to make everybody real paranoid this summer. So, crazy, crazy. Alrighty. Bob, W-A-2-I-S-C, it's your ball, K-2-B-A-R.
B-I-R, W-A-2-I-S-C. You'd mentioned that you might be able to check to see if my 900 megahertz node is actually transmitted or something with you. It happened to be in the neighborhood. Over.
I haven't asked you to put the 900 meg node in the car yet, or the 2.4 for that matter, but that, I think that'll be part of the fallout from this weekend's activities for field day. Having said that, I also have at home, I have a very heavy duty spectrum analyzer. It's good to 26 gigs. Very sensitive spectrum analyzer. But I also have a 6 gig one that'll run on 12 volts. So, I'll probably give that a whirl. Next week. I just have to dig it out. I don't remember where I put it, but I have an older Inritsu. I think it's an Inritsu 2711. I'm at 2711 spectrum analyzer, and that would be pretty good. The 26 gig one is what I have from work, and it's. It's an HP 8693 or something, 95, and so it's pretty impressive. Wish it had a waterfall display, but it is what it is. It's still a very effective tool. So I think I should be able to, using one or both of those, be able to come by your place and verify that it's transmitting. What I'm going to have to do, though, is I'm going to have to bring another rig with me to stimulate it to talk. So that's what we're going to do, okay?
Okay, yeah, sounds good. I told you about my crude attempt to see if if my nose was transmitting by using an old-fashioned analog TV set, but you mentioned that the nose rarely transmit. I figured it probably pulsed every several seconds or something, but maybe it doesn't do it quite that often. And maybe there's a bunch of noise around 917 megahertz around here. I don't know. Anyway, I guess the spectrum analyzers will figure that out. Over.
Exactly. I will be looking. All right, very good. Anybody have any thoughts on the use of 900? Well, we'll get this mesh node stuff straightened out at 900. I had high hopes, but there's an awful lot of trees between us, and we're only running 600 milliwatts. So really basic antennas, you got to get up higher and try it from there. We will. Alrighty. Well, thanks, Bob. I'm trying to remember. Jim, do we have any other topics in QBs? If not, I have something that I want to talk about. Frank's adventure from Jim Thorpe, PA.
No questions are logged here.
Okay, very good. Well, tonight we had Frank, W2TKE, checking into our other repeater here, and that was pretty cool. The problem was that he kept dropping out. Now, the reason is there's a known desense problem. They're trying to add a cavity to the repeater, and that may get addressed at some point. But what's kind of neat about it is that south of the town of Jim Thorpe is Flagstaff Mountain, and you actually see it on the map. If you just Google Jim Thorpe, Pennsylvania, and just look south, the Flagstaff Mountain Park is immediately to the south there. And he was up there. Now, what was happening to the repeater was one syllable would come through, and then it would attenuate, and sometimes it would attenuate so badly he would just drop out of the repeater. Then once the repeater dropped, he'd come in for another syllable, and it would drop, and it kept repeating that way. And because the receiver starts receiving immediately as soon as the squelch opens, but there's a digital delay through the system before the transmitter turns on. And so that delay before the transmitter turns on allows a little bit of, you know, reception to happen. And then once the transmitter turns on, it desenses the receiver of the repeater and knocks down the input signal. So that was the first thing. So it sounded like a tropo signal. It was really kind of interesting how that worked. But unfortunately, of course, it was a bit of a challenge, as I'm sure you can imagine. Anybody have any thoughts on FMDXing? All right. Well, I was hoping to see that we would, see a more active, topic here, but I guess not. It sometimes happens that way. In any case, the bottom line is that we at this time of year often see some really amazing DX contacts up to 1,000 miles, and it can be pretty interesting. So I thought it was a little further than it is actually, but it's about 95 miles between the repeater and, or maybe 96 miles or so. I'm just trying to get that as precisely as I can. Yeah, I think that's that's pretty much right, about 96, 97 miles. That's pretty impressive, nonetheless, on VHF. So, you know, you'd be amazed with a little height. And today, if it with the maybe a little bit of a moisture base in the air, a little you get a little inversion layer, warm and cold, and you're now talking, 100 miles, no problem, and maybe even out to 1,000 miles without even a big deal. And if you get up early in the morning or stay up late at night, you might even see at various times, especially when weather fronts come through, you can actually talk to Florida on 2 meters. So I don't know if anyone has any stories they'd like to share along that line on the higher bands, but you're welcome to at this time. Well, anyway, I will have a 2-meter Yagi and certainly a 6-meter something or other for this weekend's VHF station, and we look forward to working you or and others during the weekend. In any case, folks, if there's no other topics, we can secure. But anybody have a topic?
W2TU, I could add.
Please do.
Very good. Last week, I brought it to the table. Problems I was having with my long wire, my NFED, in which I met up with Steve, WI2W, and he lent me a low-pass filter, and I was able to install it. And with doing so, I knocked 70% of the noise that I was getting from the area out. And I was able to move my coax around a little bit and coil it and put it behind my radio. And I now have just about full use from 80 to 10 meters. So it's a win-win for me.
So you're running a an NFED antenna? A half wave, and how long is it?
Unbalanced, 96 foot.
Oh, really? Just an NFED 96 foot piece of wire?
Yeah, it's got a 9-to-1 balun, but you know, technically, it's not tuned for anything in particular. And I was developing interference from 77 AM, 770 AM, and every once in a while, 10-10 winds would come in on 60 and 80 meters. I was able to eliminate that problem, in which I will be ordering a bypass filter of my own, and by moving the coax, cleaning it up, and then putting it, coiling it behind the radio inside, I now have full use of all of the 80 meters, 60 meters, and up to 10 meters. So it's a great improvement.
Well, I'm really happy to hear that. Well, and thank you, Steve, for facilitating that improvement. So you're going to buy your own balun?
Excuse me, I got a choke over here. I'm in the process of looking to see which low-pass filter I'm going to be purchasing. So I've been getting online and just checking to see which one I'm going to purchase.
That's a high-pass filter, Chris.
Well, I always screw up and say low-pass, meaning that I'm taking all the low frequencies out. Correct, high-pass filter.
ICE filter that I lent you is still available for purchase, I believe through DX Engineering.
Yes, it is. I think Don wanted to say something.
Need to, I need to get this back to you.
All right, let me see if I got it here. Yeah, the other thing I would recommend is that you put a a proper ballon right by your radio. You used a coil of coax. That's only effective over a relatively narrow range of frequencies. You really want to get a ballon with some ferrite in it, you know, for 10 to 80 meters, and put that right at your radio, and then put the low-pass filter between the ballon and your radio. I said it, low-pass, high-pass filter.
Yeah, I said it too. Yeah, no, I'm slowly getting the gist of this, and like you suggested with the coil, putting the coil without the high pass, that's what I was able to do, 60 and 80, and noticed that it cleaned up quite a bit of the noise.
All right, well, you're almost there, so if you want, you can hang on to that filter for another week or so. It's up to you if you're going to be operating.
All right. I just didn't want to think that I was avoiding you.
Oh, I got your email or text, whichever, and no problem. I've been a little busy.
And thank you again.
Okay, so to recap, a good choke ballon, you know, preferably a multi-winder that's around multiple ferrites, wrapped through, you know, with Teflon coax at your feed point, at your radio feed point, and then your high pass filter, then your coax, and then you have the 9-to-1 ballon already feeding the 90, I think you said 1 feet of end-fed wire. Do we have that right, Mr. Chris?
That is correct, 96 feet in length. So, as with any end-fed wire, it's going to be slightly compromised, but with a little bit of help from everybody, I'm getting it to work better.
And that's great. So now you don't have WIMS or WABC in your face, and you're operating with that on which bands?
Prior to this, I pretty much was just doing a little bit of listening. So with the completion of everything, I might actually start operating down there.
Yeah, I was trying to get an idea of what frequency ranges your antenna will work.
Oh, I'm able to do 10 through 80 now, and actually 12, 17, 15, and the upper end of 40 and 10, I don't even need a tuner, so I'll go under 2 to 1 on those.
That's outstanding. All right, very good. Well, congratulations. That's excellent. Anything else you want to add? Anybody else have anything else on this topic? All righty. Any other topics for the net tonight?
WA2UMP.
Mr. Jim.
Gordon, you mentioned you would be operating 6 meters from field day. What frequency or frequencies do you think you'll be on? Go ahead.
On or about the calling frequency, maybe 5 kilohertz or 10 kilohertz up. So 125, 130, 135, somewhere in there on 6 meters. And on 2 meters, you know, 200, 205, 210 or so. You know, plus or minus the QRM, you know?
Okay, we'll see if I can work you with my dipole this weekend.
That will be excellent. Alrighty. I don't think you'll have a whole lot of trouble working it. We'll also try a little bit of activity on 5.2 and 440 and some other places like that. We're going to throw some stuff up real simple. Not terribly high, but high enough to be functional. And that's all that matters, is to be functional. Alrighty. Anything else for that tonight? Alrighty, well, if no one else has anything further, we could secure a little early. Alrighty, I want to thank everybody for running the time to participate in the net tonight. And I also want to thank Jim, WATUMT, for his checking in and logging for us. That's very helpful. And Don, thank you for logging last week. You never kind of know what my schedule is. I'm just happy to be able to be here. I will be here next week and the week after. The week of, I'm trying to remember what that is now. Let's see, July 4th is a Monday, so the net will be the 7th. So the 13th, I will not be here. And next week there'll be Fairlawn's fireworks. So the net may be delayed getting started next week, because Fairlawn fireworks are next week on Thursday night, and many of us will be playing radio games and also supporting that with some camera surveillance. So we'll be doing that too, doing the mesh thing. In fact, I might even drag the trailer out for that. We'll see. That might be fun. Something else to do. We'll see how the weather is come that night. But so next week's net might be delayed just a little bit, but we'll see. It depends on how soon they decide to pop off the fireworks. Alrighty. So that's all good, and I will be at Fairlawn tomorrow night. And hopefully we'll be able to have a fine evening and good field day for everybody, both at Barra and Fairlawn. Alrighty. Just trying to think if there's anything else we want to discuss. Hold on a second. Alrighty, sorry about that. Just wanted to get the hands free so that I could get the car in the driveway properly. But yeah, this is going to be quite a fun weekend. Great weather, and I hope everybody has a great field day wherever you happen to go. And God bless everyone. This has been fun. This is KTBAR, WE2TTT, signing clear for now, and wishing everybody a happy field day.
W2JEK, where are you going to be on field day, Gordon?
I'm doing doing it with Fairlawn.
Okay, QSL. I'll be with Barrow down in Crestville.
Yeah, the our station obviously W2NPT, but I'll also be running the GOTA station, which will run W2TTT, and then just for good measure, helping with the renewable energy stuff, just like you. And we got the battery bank all charging on the trailer as we speak. And I'm also running the VHF station. So I think we're running 2 alpha, which is, yeah, 2 transmitters, generator power. But the VHF station and the GOTA station, I'm running them actually. Nico's actually going to be running as well. So we'll be running quite an adventure, and I'm hoping that during the majority of the operation, Nico runs the, actually I know Nico's going to run most of the GOTA stuff, and I'm going to run most of the VHF stuff and back him up when there's other needs, but it'll be fun. Anyway, let me get in the driveway, or get out of the car and into the house, I should say. I'm in the driveway mercifully. So 7-3, and have a good one. W2JEK, good EX, W2TTT.
Okay, Gordon, very good, yeah. Okay, very good. Well, yeah, well, I'll be doing my thing. I make the couple contacts, 5 contacts, sometimes a little more for the with the solar charged battery, and that's what I do it for. And then when I take over with the big rig with the laptop, doing a little work of the logging and sending and everything, they only just touch the key while they're using that. So that's a different world. At any rate, good luck, 73. W2JK, we'll be close.
So.
sounds delightful. 73 WJK W2TTT out.
W2TU, still listening.
W2TU WA2UMP.
Go ahead, Jim.
Hey, Chris. I think this is about the third call that you've had since I met you. What prompted the new call? Go ahead.
Well, my first one was when I renewed as a tech. I promised myself when I became a general I would take my original novice call back. But came up with a nice 1x2 when I became an extra. And I figured it was just easier.
Okay, well, it is easier to remember, less letters to forget. Shorter is always easy to remember, so it's a good call, and easy to remember, so it's a good one. Anything new in the world of RF and antennas? Go ahead.
Not much. I was out of work for almost a year with a broken foot, two surgeries, and went back to work April, and doing a lot of physical therapy to get back in shape. So between that and trying to catch up on a year's worth of doing nothing around the house, I've been keeping too busy.
All right, very good. You're back at work now. Go ahead.
Yes, I am back full time. Doing physical therapy 3 or 4 times a week, you know, plus both of my daughters just graduated, so now they have summer off, and so, you know, trying to do things around the house and, you know, finding that I don't have much time now that I'm not sitting around.
Yeah, well, that's the way things tend to go. Things have been pretty busy here also. My company was on strike, and I got a bit of a bring that time. I was reading at my regular job. But a lot of my projects were frozen, so I got a bit of a break in kind of a convoluted way for about 5 or 6 or 7 weeks. But now everything's, the pressure's on to get everything done, so you're probably feeling a similar pressure to keep on all your old, all your old stuff.
WTU. Yeah, well, still have not done anything inside my shack. But, you know, bought the house, completely gutted the house, redid the house. I was expecting on doing the yard work and put that off a year. So originally had 5 yards of nice topsoil delivered. I had half of it down. No, so, and I'm going to all by hand, so slowly but surely, other than trying to get into antennas, I'm allowed on the roof, but I'm just scared to go up there, so I didn't put my 2-meter 440 loop up yet, and I'd like to try and get my 6-meter arrow up for this weekend.
All right, very good. Now, your 6-meter arrow, is this a Yagi? What is this? I'm not sure what antenna that is. Go ahead. Although I do have a couple arrow antennas.
Just a standard, you know, it's a 54-inch ground plane, you know. But, you know with arrow how well it's built. And I had it on the old house, and it actually proved very good for its size, you know, being 54 inches in length.
Okay. All right, it's a quarter wave with a ground plane, a vertical quarter wave. All right, very good. My 6-meter antenna. Now, you know, I have indoor antennas, so I have dipoles in the attic. I have parallel dipoles, and I have there a dipole that's 2 meters in parallel with a 6-meter, in parallel with a 10-meter, in parallel with 240-meter hamsticks. So that's four antennas in parallel, and it resonates on 40, 10, 6, 2, and 440, and everything in between with the tuner, of course. So it works, you know, as far as well as any indoor antenna works. I can make contacts with it. It's pretty good.
Yeah, unfortunately, my old house I had attic area. This one is really not even accessible unless I go in from a vent through the side of the house. So that's out. The NFED that I put up is really states it's 6 through 160, but 160 is pretty compromised for the length of it. And 6 meter, if it's raining, it tunes. When it's not raining, I just don't even bother trying to tune it.
Now, what type of tuner do you have with it? Go ahead.
Well, I use that with the IC7000, and I got an LDG2, the Pro 2, AT100 Pro 2. And what's nice about that is I can run a secondary line just to the 6-meter arrow.
Okay. The LDG... should tune anything with a 10-to-1 SWR, which should take care of most of your stuff. Sometimes for a long wire, you need some type of coil that reduces the impedance. It has a very high impedance, a long wire. But I think the Balun kind of does that. You should be able to tune up 160 with a good ground, you know? You have a good ground, like a cold water pipe in the area. Go ahead.
Right now, I had a few people help me put it up while I was in a cast. So currently, right now, it's not grounded, and I have to raise the height of the Balun and reconfigure it into the front tree. So. For now, yes, it does tune, but it's moving around too much in the tree in the front. So I'll talk for a little bit, and then it tries to retune itself. That's the problem I'm having.
Yeah, if you have, if the wire is moving around, it could do the retuning. All right, at least you got something there to experiment with. You got getting out on most bands. There's not really a lot of activity on 160, especially this time of year. That's like a cold weather band. You know, otherwise the QRN is something fierce this time of year. Oh, I'm sure there's some diehards on there. But the static, the noise level is like fierce this time of year. So that's, you've got to the weather to figure something out. And, I'm sure you get something to work. You can always, like, if you had another long wire, you know, fiddle with it, attach it, you know, just to give you a little extra length. Attach another antenna in parallel with it that'll act like a counterpoise or a radial, you know. Yeah, fiddle around with it, see what you could do. Anyway, sounds like good fun.
W2TU. Yeah, you know, getting back into it. So, and with anything, you know, the radio hobby is always an experiment. You know, moving the coax around and coiling it and, you know, trying this high-pass filter helped out a lot. It gave me a lot of insight of which direction I'm going. So, it's, you know, just something that I'm going to keep working on and gives me something to do.
W2TU, WA2UMP. Oh, I just thought of something. I haven't been on 220, and I just spoke with Ray, WN2RAY, and he said, and you may have seen the ad, he's selling his 220 rig, since there's not a lot of activity up there lately. Have you been on 220 lately?
Yeah, there's a little bit of activity. There's always going to be activity on 220. It's just a matter of finding it. That's the whole thing. You know, plus there was problems with a few of the repeaters that went down that I know Ray normally talked on. So, but he's into other things, I know, and I haven't spoke to him in quite a while.
Yeah, I just spoke with him a little earlier on the telephone. All right. Okay, I won't hold it. Got a couple more things to do. Anyway, it's good catching up with you. And bound to hear you on one of these frequencies again soon. And with that, I'll say good evening in 73. And back to you for your final. W2TU, WA2UMP.
All right. Just a quick note. I was talking to somebody at the Hamfest. Saw you and your girl, and by the time I finished my conversation, turned around, I couldn't find you again. So, just to be aware that I was trying to wave the hand. So, with that, let me get out of here and get my stuff ready for work tomorrow. I am going in tomorrow, so you have a good one. Good hearing from you.
Okay, Chris. Maybe I'll see you at the next Ham Fest if they have one in the fall. I think is there another one coming up? I'm not sure. Anyway, if not, I'll run into you maybe at a Barra meeting one of these evenings, one of these Sundays. With that, I'll say 73, and happy Friday. W2TU, WA2UMP.
All right. Yeah, well, Sussex is out. I'm not going to be at Sussex. I have a prior arrangement with that, and I've been doing the VE sessions for Fairlawn on Saturday, so maybe one of these days I will get up to the meeting at the Barra.
Okay, I know Joe, K2JK, he's got a new call also, also issues the tests at Barra, so I did run into him at that last Ham Fest. Okay, with that we'll say 73, WA2UMP, and I'll be listening out.
Very good. Yeah, I do most of my sessions with Joe. We're waiting to do the one up in Wayne. I don't know when that is, so. All right, let me jump out of here. My daughters are getting restless over here, so good hearing from you. W2TU.